for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LiveParanormal.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio. My name's Nikki Paranormal, and I'm just one of the hosts. The other one's Rob Zarek. Let's bring him in live. Hello.
I know that guy. He's pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you know what? I knew you were going to say that. You were going to be like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's been like, yeah, he's kind of cool.
Well, then why did you say it?
Like at least, like, because as it was coming out, I knew it was like one of those things that like subconsciously I was thinking it, but yet it still come out of my mouth. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. I didn't have time to properly. I didn't think before I said anything, I guess. Which mm-hmm. doesn't happen. I guess maybe that happens. Now I just set you up again. Man, this is awful. All I keep doing is just setting mm-hmm. myself up.
Yep.
I don't think before I speak. You know, what all this nonsense?
Sounds like a real winner.
Yeah, what else am I going to set myself up for? I'm just, like, setting myself up for all these comebacks. I guess I'm feeding you material today. So I hope you're ready, because apparently today is the day I'm giving you a ton of material to work with.
Fantastic. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I
tell you what, I was maybe because I was a little nervous. Right at the last minute, I realized that I may not have put the correct intro music on our show tonight. And when I finally heard the very tail end of it and I knew it was the correct music, I took a quick sigh of relief. And I guess the enthusiasm based on that, you know, had me going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because I thought maybe I had picked the wrong music and, you know, nothing worse than starting off the show with not the right intro.
You're correct. That would have
Not as much for me, but more for my co-host. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, the thing was, is
who likes things just so.
The way she wants them. And,
that's right.
Got a new desktop at the studio and was working on that today and had a couple obstacles because I had forgot that some of the vital programs are not on that desktop. And we are also preparing for a project this weekend, so there's a lot going on.
Right, yes.
So to my defense,
this is true.
That was my defense into why maybe I did not load the right information on. Or the, you know, the right intro. But anyway, I digress mm-hmm. from that because it was right. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I'm looking forward to tonight's show for many reasons.
Me too.
Just because it's another show. We're both here and healthy and somewhat healthy and ready to do another great show. But it's back to our bread and butter of investigating and devices. You know, we go all over the spectrum when it comes to our show. You know, we don't just strictly talk about ghost hunting. A lot of times we'll have on people that are not traditional ghost hunters, but they tell their paranormal stories. But, you know, this one is kind of like right with what we do on a daily basis.
Right.
Talking about devices.
Yes.
And, I think it's going to be a good show.
I think so too, and I hope so. I think it'll be pretty good.
There's always hope.
Yes.
There's always that hope that it's going to be a good show.
As long as there's hope. Yes.
So we have saying we have a chance.
Yes. We do.
But, yeah, and I think the thing that is kind of cool is, you know, with having Martin on tonight, is we use his products. It's not just somebody who, you know, we're spotlighting just to hear what they have to say. It's based on the mm-hmm. fact that we currently use his products, and specifically mm-hmm. more just like a product of his on a lot of our investigations. So,
right.
Yeah, we know firsthand.
Yes, we do.
And
I love his product.
Well, and on top of it, if it was not good, then we wouldn't have him on. So obviously there's the correlation there is he's on our show.
Right.
You know, that then we there is the fact, simple fact that, you know, we enjoy using his products. And we find it, you know, beneficial to our investigations.
Exactly. Exactly.
And there's plenty that we do not.
That's true.
Or at least I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little more of a tough sell on both, you know, trying to, you know, learn a new product and giving it a fair chance. And I'm not always the best.
Yeah,
at
it's
that,
very true. Very true.
Once again, giving you all sorts of material tonight.
Yeah, it's way too easy.
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. Since tonight we're kind of talking about devices and apps, there are certain apps that use a voice that is either like corny or trying to be scary, and like you lose me right when I hear the voices.
Right.
You know, that's the thing that, you know, it's to each their own. You know, I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm just saying where you lose me. You know, if that's what you like, or that's what people are into, and, you know, they don't mind that, that's fine. But for me, it's like as soon as I hear, like, a corny voice or, you know, something they're trying to make all spooky and, you know, like, you know, that's not me.
I like the spooky.
Yeah, you know, I got that from my kids used to watch this show. It's called Team Umizoomi, and they always had they never changed the Halloween special through, like, all my kids. You know, when they would be, like, the ages of, like, 2 to, like, 5, they'd watch the same Halloween special, all of them. And it's just bizarre because it's just always the same one. And that was, like, one of the lines in the show that we always laughed about what I did with my kids. So it's so spooky, you know, so.
Right.
That's where I got that from. But, you know what I'm trying to say? There are those apps out there that try to, you know, make it like it's a spooky or it's a demon, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Spooky.
I'm glad that you're getting a lot of enjoyment out of everything I'm doing.
I can't help it.
You know what? I'm going to use that. We have a project going on this, like, weekend. Or extend into next week, and you wait. I'm going to bring that out.
I'm going to die. I'll just be like,
I didn't realize it sounded as dumb as you're making it seem. I'm having a hard time with.
No, but it's just funny because I think you're not the only one who feels that way, and I know exactly what you're talking about, and I've actually had you know, customers come into my work and they've mentioned, you know, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And I'll be honest, when they were talking about, you know, apps and programs, that was one thing that one of them had brought up. And it kind of makes me laugh because now if somebody does, I'm instantly going to be like, spooky.
Well, there's no need for it. Or there's no, like, you know, it's clear cut. They're trying to be like the woman from Poltergeist, or they're trying to be, you know, a demon or a devil. You know, I don't need that.
Right.
That's where you lose.
I hear that.
You know, like I'm saying, it's not me putting down any app or anything specifically for functionality. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that I just don't. You lose me personally.
Right, I get
you know,
it.
And I know,
like I said, other
there
people
was a couple
feel that
times
way too.
Like, you know, we were on a full. I remember that one time, you had brought out a new one, and we were doing like a huge documentary at Ohio State Reformatory, serious deal.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, let's try this, and it was awful.
You don't know until you try, you know.
Yep. Then the first 2 seconds, it was like a demon voice or something, and it was like,
spooky voice.
It was spooky.
Right.
That's what we should get. We should talk about developing the spooky box, and it has to be that. It has to, like, have a couple extra hose in it or something.
Every word does.
But I think,
ooh, okay.
Yes. And then the box is like, I don't know. You're making fun of me, and I'm not sure I'm going along with this as much as I was
thinking.
But
it's great.
No, it's not.
It's
not great because I think it's going to be one of those things that's going to last a lifetime.
Amazing.
Do you remember that one time 15 years ago that you said spooky? And then, yeah. Regret that, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Which is the irony on that is when you say something that I find humorous, you say never say that again. And then I can never allow to say it again. But when it's the other way around, it's like free reign.
It's true.
Yeah, so.
That's nothing but truth here.
Sure
nothing but truth.
That audio file will find its way into God knows what.
It just might. You never know.
But anyway, I think we talked enough about other apps, so I think we should bring on our guest.
All right, let's bring in Martin.
I want to give you more material.
We're going to bring in Martin. We're going to bring in Martin from Extreme Senses.
Let's do it.
Hey, Martin, how are you?
Hello, guys. All right, I'm good, you?
Great,
doing
great. It's been a long time.
Good. Yeah, well, the only show I did before was with you, Nicole, and Jen.
Right, exactly.
I don't know. It was like in 2000 when we were young.
Well, and I cheated because I just recently
wore all the masks.
Yeah.
So it's unfair. We just had a conversation, and so I cheated a little bit. And thank you for calling in tonight. You know, we were kind of, we like to showcase, you know, different devices and apps and, you know, I kind of got on a tangent a little bit about, and I talked to you about this when we talked the other day on the phone, how some of the apps lose me very quickly because of the way that they, not just the function, but the way that the voices come through. And, you know, so we kind of got on that. And I never can understand what the corny aspect is, you know, of that. But some people like it. It's just not for me. You know, that's basically what we were talking before we brought you on air. And, you know, I hate to think you have something in the works when you're using different voices, and I just totally shot myself in the foot, but let's hope you're not.
Yeah, well, that's it. There's some, I know, I see all these other apps, and some are, like you say, corny, and but, you know, I try to put something different, at least, in every app I do. So at some point, ideas, I don't just create an app to create an app. I really need an idea. So, okay, I'm going to do this and just bring the proper bangs or the proper internet radios in it or something like that.
Right. Definitely.
Well, the one thing that I know for sure is I am a tough sell on both devices and apps. And the way that I quickly summed it up is we wouldn't have you on the show unless we completely stand by, you know, the apps we use that you have produced. And, you know, sometimes it takes a little while for me to, you know, open up to the idea of trying something new. And I know we use your devices on multiple investigations now, and I feel we have intelligent communication. And that's very rare to say that about any paranormal device. If it's a, you know, physical device that you hold in your hand or an app or whatever, that's just, it's just difficult to say that in general.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And which one do you use the most? I've seen you use
probably
Phasma
Box.
Yeah.
The Phasma Box we have found to be, and that's one of those things that, like, we've now kind of used it as part of our investigations normally, and you know, it's yielded so many intelligent responses that we need to expand our horizons a little bit. I know you've got some new products out and stuff too, and we just haven't yet tried those out.
Yeah. the thing is with Phasma boxes, and like I told you the other day, I've seen so much videos about that. I know you guys use it. I've seen videos of you guys using it, getting really amazing responses with it, and I've seen other teams use it, and then the TV shows it never cease to amaze me, because I mean I know what it is. I made it, but the responses sometimes, like, what the, you know, I'm like, what the. It's really impressive.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we've also used our, we were just talking about the Afterlight box. We actually used that product at a place in Ohio, and we had phenomenal results with that the one night. I mean, we were just kind of flipping through, using different stuff, and once we got to the Afterlight box, it was like, it just seemed to be the right one for the place. We had, I mean, amazing results with that one, too. I mean, and amongst other ones of yours, but, yeah, awesome.
Yeah, and then that one is, you know, the Afterlight box is the free one. So, you know, when I made it with Mark from Afterlight Paranormal, because he provided me some ideas, and I just made the app, and I said, okay, I'm going to give it out free. And how I know many people use it also, and it's a chance to try. You know, you don't have to pay it one penny, and there's no ads going to pop up or whatever. So it's a chance to try and experiment for free, you know.
Exactly. And once they do, I know they're coming to the site, and they're gonna get Phasma Box, because they have to. It's amazing.
Yeah, I agree.
and you know, there was a couple of other things that I had, you know, felt back on after we had hung up on our phone call the other day. And what got me, and like I said, I'm a tough sell, is we were at a location that not just it was the intelligent responses were so phenomenal. Whatever spirit we were communicating with had told us to go get the owners and by first names, and first names that are not like regular first names, not like Bill or like my name, Rob or Bob or whatever. There's like, go get this guy. And then, well, what about this guy? Mm-hmm. No, he's with this guy. Like straight answers of like the most uncommon first names. And that's when I think it kind of almost, you know, switched the light on in my head. And I'm like, we got, you know, intelligent responses. This is insane. And then we've used it, many times after. And it's not just one word. One word responses are cool. I think there's a lot of times that, you know, we feel we get one word responses, but these are like sentences.
Intelligent responses.
Intelligent responses. You know, I had mentioned to you when we used it in a place outside of Johnstown, Pennsylvania. I had asked, are there any people here or any spirits here from who died in the flood? Because in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, everyone knows about the big flood if you're from that. Or just it's actually in the United States history, it's a major thing. And the response is, why are you asking me? You know, so the way that functions, there's no way you would get a full sentence like that.
Yeah, right. I know. It's pretty amazing when I see sometimes that when you guys also use it, the conversation you can have, you know, it's like pretty amazing.
For sure.
And that's what we look for. And when we go back and review our stuff, you know, you can't duplicate that.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, and I think one time Jenna Martin and I were doing a session, and we had what sounded like, it was like horse. It was a horse. You could hear like, that was crazy. Like, I just, wow, you know, never ceases to amaze me, the things that come through.
Honestly, like I said to Rob, you know, the sound banks that are in there, I don't listen to the sound banks. I just, you know, I said, okay, I'm going to take this, and, but there's horse. I never heard that before. Honestly, when I heard the horse, I said, where, what?
Right.
I even
it
heard
was insane.
Dog that someone was doing a session, and then there was a dog barking. Where? maybe it's from the internet radio stations. I don't know, but it's like really, it was fitted in the context of the question. So,
right. Craziness. Yeah, the horse. Absolutely awesome.
Well, what I find interesting is that I feel as if through the Phasma box, you know, they use that box to, or the app to actually create full sentences that, you know, they're not pulling them from, you know, like you're saying, the radio or maybe the internet radio, but it's the same voice, which is through the full sentence, which I find, I don't mm-hmm. see how that could be misinterpreted from a bank that's uploaded, unless the bank that's right. uploaded is running at, you know, where it would allow a 10-second sentence come through. And I don't think you have anything like that. You know, so that's the part that is really interesting to me, because I don't know what the time ratio is and how it cuts it up, but there's no way you have a set where a 10-second response is going to come through.
No. I know. But the idea is not to have that, you know? No,
right.
Because, I mean,
yeah.
You just open the radio and listen to the radio would be the same thing almost. So, no, that's not
right.
the So, no.
Which is why, like, when you get a response of, why are you asking me? You know, that takes a good
right.
4 to 5 seconds to spit out. You know, so
right,
it's not
right.
like, and I haven't heard anyone else. One thing I had mentioned to you is there was an app that we were on the fence, and I was on the fence if I liked it or not. We've used it on 3 investigations. And when I listened back at it, I've heard the same words and the same things coming through. And I'm not one to, like, take the time to, like, try to find that and be like, aha, I found that. I'm going to expose somebody. That's not my thing. Like, I would never do that. But but figure the fact that I found it would be the number one huge red flag that there's an issue with it. Because for me to find that, you know, that's not something that I would ever do. It's just I stumbled across the response that it was the word Cleveland. And I was like, oh, wow, that's super relevant because I'm always, you know, wearing, like, some kind of Cleveland apparel or something. Because that's where I'm from. But then going back and reviewing stuff from 3 straight investigations and using – we had another person who had downloaded that app. They got the same response. Then it led me down the path that I'm not getting any kind of paranormal activity. I'm getting just the word that's coming through. Because I got it coming through on 3 straight investigations.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Well, if you start putting sound banks in an app that's 1 minute long, or you're going to have repeated words at some point, you know, easily.
Right.
And also, it depends how it works in the background. That's the other thing, you know, different techniques. So if you, depending on the app, I've seen apps that are really terrible. I've seen apps that are very good, but, you know, there's so many now.
Well, this was the same word with the same voice. It wasn't even like it was, oh, it's a different voice. It was the same voice, same word.
Yeah.
All the way across the board.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so we've never stumbled across that. You know, we've always had nothing but success with that. And actually, I posted one today, and I will send you the link when we're talking and we're talking amongst ourselves. And the Phasma box just spits out, "Turn this shit off." And I'm just like, you know, where are you going to get that from? You know,
right.
So, And it was one of those that I was like, what did it say? And it was like as clear as our conversation. You know, so once again, it produced something that was 4 to 5 seconds long, not just one word.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I've seen people doing sessions and it was really swearing a lot. I said, whoa, I don't remember hearing that before, you know, like the F word and a lot of that, you know, so...
It's a pretty popular one that's on TikTok right now that the F word came through it at her or us, and it's got a lot of views, and it's food fast. And then it worked out beautifully because I panned the video over to the Phasma box so you can see the display. So when people were asking, they clearly could see where to go, what the device was or what the app was, and they were able to, you know, easily find it. So it worked out really well, and it was all by default. You know, sometimes things line up, you know, very rarely they do when it comes to investigating. It's always like, did you catch that? No. You know, that seems to be the universal thing. But
yeah, it's not always 100% perfect every investigation, you know?
Right.
No, we have we've done over 1,000 investigations together, and there's like probably maybe 4 or 5 experiences that we've had that we're able to catch it perfectly on camera. You know, it's always like, hey, the camera's off by like a fraction. We missed it, you know, and sometimes that happens. One time we caught this one, you know, my chair was pulled and we caught it from 6 different angles. And I think that was like the apex of trying to catch anything, because there was no, that's never happened again or before.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What else are you developing? You developing anything else right now that, or anything you just released that maybe you want to promote?
No, the last one I released was last year. Was it last year? My God. I think it was last year. Elysian was released last year. Yeah. And that was the last one I released. I have one done. It's been done for a couple of months. I don't know why I'm not releasing it. But it's a different, again, I'm trying to do something different every time, but it's more a visual audio thing. It's not just audio. It's not like Angelus, where it's mainly video sequences, and it's not like that. It's a different thing. I'm not going to give out the spoiler, but I'm going to be releasing that this year for sure, because I cannot leave it on my computer and not share it. So that's going to be coming out this year, and I'm experimenting with something completely different, so I don't know if I'm going to be releasing something, but it's going to be, if it works out, it's going to be really, really, really cool for those people who have the equipment for that. So, but I'm not going to say anything because
we're doing a huge filming project on Saturday and Sunday, so you should release it before Sunday.
No pressure.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Get to work.
No. It's done, but I mean, there's a couple of things. There's a website to do. You know, there's a couple of things to update. It's not that fast. I cannot do that fast.
Right.
And I'm probably going to open up again the application. I'm going to open the application 6 months later and say, oh, I think I'm going to change this, you know. Yeah, I always do that. I'm very hard on myself for quality. So when I release a software, I don't want people to have problem with it. So I'm very hard on that.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah, it's worked for us.
If it's full of bugs, I'm going to get full of emails. So I don't want that.
Right. So. Yeah. Nobody wants that. We get enough junk mail.
No.
We don't want complaints, right?
No, I don't want complaints. I want people happy.
Yes, so, exactly. Yeah. Very cool.
So besides that, that's going to be it for this year. You know, before I used to release about two software per year. Now I'm taking it more slower, and because I mean I cannot just pump out and copy what I've been doing, so I need to have a new idea before releasing something. I need, you know, it might be in 6 months, I have that idea, I'm going to start it, and, you know, but, it takes a long time to do, and like I said, I don't want to do rush it in 2 weeks and get it out, and everyone has a complaint about what the fuck is that shit, you know, so.
Right. Yeah, no, I totally get it. And we love that, because that means when we're using it on, you know, whether it be a production or an investigation, you know, we don't run into a hiccup, you know, where we're like, oh.
I don't want you, especially you guys, you know, when you do a live stream or a long stream of 2 hours, 3 hours, you know, you know, if the application crashes every 10 minutes, I mean, or, you know, blocks or whatever, we don't want that, you know?
No, not at all. So we appreciate that.
No, it definitely is. You know, and the interfaces are cool. And, you know, it's one of those that we can go in, and you know, there's sometimes that we will stream it live and not and just let, like, the audience see what they get or ask questions. You know, I'm not set in my ways, or we're not set in our ways where we're not, you know, we're not going to say, oh, if someone watching is asking a question, they might not get a response. They could get a response. You know, we don't know. You know, there's there is that there is that element too to just streaming, you know, the device at the location and let the viewers decide what they hear or ask their own questions. You know, who are we to say, hey, that's not going to work like that? Because a lot of people enjoy that. So, you know, we might even do some of that while we're, you know, filming our documentary this upcoming weekend. We might just, you know, run the Phasma box and, you know, see if people find anything. People enjoy that. I think it's fun too. You know, you never know what you're going to stumble upon or hear.
Definitely.
I'm going to have to, like I said to you, I'm going to have to start doing TikTok also. You're going to have competition.
All right, we'll bring it on.
TikTok off.
Yeah.
You know what? It's funny. It's one thing that I never thought we would get into, but the simplicity of it. And I had an abundance of time on my hands to do it at the, you know, when we started up the account. And, you know, I would love to, my game plan is to always put something up every day and to do it at the right times. And I can say I've fallen off the wagon for sometimes a month, but we do post on there because it is easy to put content on and people enjoy it.
Yeah, you know, I opened up my account. I don't have any videos yet, but when I saw how easy it was, I said, well, I should start doing it. You know, I mean, it's like 1 minute. You do a 1 minute video.
Right.
Wow. So yeah, I should try that. I will try it. I every weekend I say, I have to do it. I have to, and then something else comes up. So, but I have to do it. Or are you going to take some bits of my old sessions? I don't know. I'm going to find something to publish there, you know, just to see.
Right.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like we take – there's a lot of old material that we have that we can just recycle or use, you know, maybe from an old live stream from, like, you know, 7 years ago. We were somewhere, and we can pick apart those live streams that were 4 hours. You know, you're bound to find 10-second spots that are, you know, interesting.
Yeah.
So that's the best part of it. You know, there might not be good to make, like, a whole video out of, but you might be able to pull 5 or 6 10-second little – you know, videos out of it that people will enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's the key. It's got to be between 12 and 20 seconds to capture the audience. Anything over that, it's crapshoot. You start losing it.
Yeah.
Right.
And you must have a lot of material, right?
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
We have enough for a lifetime, maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah, a lot.
So many,
ridiculous
hours.
Yeah.
Like, it. And then the other day I was like, hey, did you ever think that we have all this stuff on Facebook Live? She's like, yeah, I thought about that all the time. You're just thinking of that now? I was like, yeah. You know, I'm guessing we have probably 300 to 500 live streams that are just 3 to 3 hours each. So, you know, you figure, do the quick math on that. We got lots of hours.
Yeah.
I think right on Facebook,
we got
there's
this.
Like 15,000 hours of material.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we're bound to have one or two good 20-second clips.
I'm pretty
if
sure,
not,
yeah.
Then that's depressing. That's depressing.
Yeah,
if not.
Yeah. If not, you should stop doing that, you know?
Right.
Yeah,
I'm just going to stop doing everything.
Like, you know, I've just spent 15,000 hours reviewing your evidence. You know, I've got nothing.
Right. It's time to throw in the towel.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we officially be the worst paranormal investigators ever.
Well, believe me, I saw a couple that that should throw the towel. So
I have too.
Oh my god!
I found it to be so painful. I couldn't even. I just yeah.
Well, I will tell you really, really quickly before we let you go. The one thing that I have found to be the most unbeneficial thing when it comes to reviewing our videos after the fact is when we use devices, if it's the Phasma box or a Ghost box, if you think you hear the word coming through and you start to have an intelligent conversation, but it's not the right word, it throws everything off.
It says something
and then you got nothing.
Totally different. Yeah. Then you just look like an idiot.
You know,
because we do that a lot.
Yeah,
we've done that a
stupid.
Lot.
Yeah, but that's how you capture the audience. I'm like, oh my god, did it say this? And we go back and listen to it, and you're like, it didn't say anything even close to what I said in real time. And then the sad part is when the real words come out, and it turns out we listen to it the second time, and they make more sense than what we thought we heard. And then we can't play
and we're
it because
like,
it's
no, that
really
can't
stupid.
No, it didn't.
Yeah,
that's so stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
yeah, you don't
want to
look
that
stupid.
It's when you have your headphones and you really, that's the thing. I say, oh my god, it said that. And I understood something completely different. What the, you know?
Right. And now I look like a jackass. Right.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had quite a few of those incidents occur.
Yeah, there was a couple.
Yeah.
There was one that I sent her, and I'm like, wow, this is amazing. But listen to what I said. She's like, yeah, it was way off. You look stupid. I'm like, I was totally stupid. Yeah. So then we had to trash it. You know, or she would have still used it if it was me. She's like, it's fine. You can look stupid.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
I would have been like, that's amazing. Yes.
Yeah.
That's the only scenario.
So if someone wants to go and purchase your software tonight, where's the best place to send them?
ExtremeSenses.com. That's the best place to go.
Yes.
And then you have Phasma Box, but you have other great software there, I think. And I think there's an overview video for each. I explain what it does, what their functionalities. If someone, you know, reads it and says, I don't understand what it does, watch the video on the same page. And, you know, I explain. I do these videos specifically to people so they understand how the application works, you know. So there's a bunch of good stuff there on the website. Sure, that
definitely
one that will fit all. And there's free stuff, so also they could check it out, you know. Afterlight Box.
Yes.
And there's Ghost Cam X also, a basic edition. So go check it out on the website.
Yes.
What about social media?
You won't regret it.
I know you're on Facebook, so I thought I'd talk to you. But
So
if someone wants to get you on Facebook or someone wants to get you on other social media, where would they find you there?
Soon TikTok.
But no videos yet. But
coming
I have a YouTube
soon,
channel. There will be soon. I have a YouTube channel, and I have the Facebook page. The YouTube channel is also, the link is on my my website. But if you search in YouTube, Extreme Senses Space Software, you'll see my channel. And on Facebook, same thing, Extreme Senses Software. I have two pages, but there's one that's a main page, and the other one is the old page, but still is the one that has a lot of followers on it. But on Facebook, same thing, Extreme Senses Together, Space Software. Yeah.
Awesome.
And TikTok one day.
Very good. One day, yes.
Now, if you I can send you videos tonight of us using the Phasma Box. It's just our voices and the Phasma Box, and you can use them. You can put them up right away.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
But there'll be no work for you.
I'm going to check your TikTok, because I know there's a lot of videos, but I have to check them all to find them.
Yes.
But I usually check some of them when I see you post. I check,
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So I do have one question. So we talked about people going to your website and having a plethora of stuff to pick from. Like, if you investigate or if you're going out, do you have one specific one that you use more than the other? I know it's kind of setting you up there, but is there one that is your go-to?
Of course, Fast and Plastic is, for me, is one my favorite, personally. But the one I like also, because it's very flexible, is Infinity Box EXP. You get to control everything in it. So, it's not locked to some banks. You can use whatever you want. You can put some banks of white noise, brown noise, whatever you want, and then you can do a session with that, because you press the ghost box button and it's going to sweep to these banks with every effect you want, you know. So it's a full control application. That one I like, and also the Phasma box. But the other ones are good, but I mean, if you ask me, the best one for me is these two.
Right. Like if you had 30 minutes to do one investigation, like, that's when you would pull out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Cool. We're going to have to try to get that for this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Which one? Infinity Box?
Yeah, we're going to have to do that. We're going to try it.
Yeah, well, I'll send you that.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Cool.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we...
I'm excited.
We'll make a TikTok out of it.
There you go.
Yeah, you can try.
We'll TikTok it out.
Yeah. TikTok it out.
Well, and you can actually TikTok stream now and live on TikTok, and on top of it, they changed it. I don't know when they changed it. Sometime in that month that I took off, which was December, where you now actually, if you stream live, they save it to an area that doesn't allow you to upload it, obviously, because it's over an hour or however long you do it. It's not more than a minute. But they do have where they save your footage now. Well, before they didn't have that.
That's
that
was good.
The biggest drawback to going live on TikTok is, you know, we did
gone.
A couple big ones, and we went to a location, and the owner was like so pumped up because of the amount of people who were watching,
so good.
And he was having so much so fun, and it was like we had to leave by like 6 a.m. and it was already like we wanted to get like 6 hours of sleep ahead of time, so we were well rested. It was like 4:30 in the morning, and he was still streaming on our account and wanted us to stay up. It was, and then he's like, you know, I need a copy of that, but we couldn't give him a copy because TikTok did not allow any kind of saved material.
Oh,
so now you could do your sessions right on TikTok and it saves everything. So it's just like Facebook now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. That's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very convenient for review.
Yeah.
We might even be able to do like we should talk to you afterwards. We might be able to do like a whole Extreme Senses day. On Facebook, because we now have the highest level of Facebook account, and it does not kick you off after 3 hours.
Wow.
We can just go. So we can just set it up and go.
How many hours?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know that we've done 5 or 6.
We can try to find out.
We can find out. Because we're investigating from... 3 o'clock on Sunday p.m. till noon on Tuesday is what we have the location for.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I have access to one of the most haunted inns in America all the time. So there's always
that's
too.
Yeah.
I can just leave it go. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
We could do that.
It could be very interesting.
For sure.
Well, thanks
for
joining us tonight. I know I told you
it
would be maybe
you.
20 minutes, but I think we will exceed
that. Okay.
But
what a pleasure. Hey, very nice to talk
to
you guys.
We
good
will
to
have
talk to
you on again, and I know we're going to talk to you soon. I have a hunch that we're going
to. Yeah, you have to talk to me soon, eh?
Yeah, I think that's what I think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I have a hunch.
Yep.
Yes. Me too.
All right. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thank
you,
Mark.
With a pleasure. Thank you,
Gary. Take care. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm pretty pumped up to try that.
Me too. Me too.
And it's
sure.
not because we haven't wanted to try this other stuff. It's just I think me more I get into like a groove of using things, and you know, I'm like, hey, let's go get that because we know it produces. And I think when you have some, and it's just in general, when you have something that produces, you know, you that's like it becomes like a go-to item. You know, and it
right,
does differ because,
right.
you know, we use a lot of ghost boxes. We do a lot of things that are what you call instant gratification because the,
mm-hmm.
the viewers or the people watching our videos can then hear it in mm-hmm. real time. You know, I
right.
think universally, not just me, a lot of people do not really like the EVP sessions because even on a short burst where you do them for 2 minutes and then you play them back, there's still like all that waiting, you know. And
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, naturally.
You know, we use a ghost box, and then, you know, we have our devices that light up and whatnot, and it's nice
right.
to add in another element to what we do that produces
for sure.
real-time results. Like I said,
right.
it helps when we're actually hearing the right words, but that's based on
that
multiple factors and just stupidness and,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right.
bad hearing.
Makes
or
us look less stupid. We're always about that. We love to look less stupid when at all possible.
I hate that. There's really, I think that's the one thing that really, and the paranormal stuff, a lot of things don't bother me. You know, it's just like whatever. You know, and
more
I enjoy what we do.
Yeah.
They do more things bother you. But the one thing that I hate is when we misinterpret a word.
Yeah, because
it's
like kicking you when you're down, okay? Like, it's like, oh, my God. That was so dumb. And it's like, that was so clear.
It's the worst.
How did I not hear that? And it's like, you're disappointed in yourself for not hearing something that was very, very clear. And, you know, by misinterpreting it, you kind of go down a path of like no return, you know?
Well, and then there's like there's the denial. Did I really say that? You know, there's the regret. There's so many different things
right.
that you just you go
all the
through.
Stages of grief, right? Mm-hmm.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You know, I do a lot of reviewing right after our investigations because I find that if I don't do it within a day or two, it's not as fresh in my
You're
memory.
Not going to.
Right. No, and I probably mm-hmm. there's a more likely chance that I will not do it at all.
Do it. Right. Yeah.
Well, and then on top of it, you know, when you just leave an investigation, you remember, like, the hot times, you know, like, hey, I remembered this. I want to go
yeah.
back and listen to that. You know, so
yeah.
I do that, but it's just like when you interpret it wrong.
Right.
You know, it's,
yeah.
there was a couple that we did in the beginning of December. It was you and I. We did. And there was a couple that I was off. And I think you were off, and it was just, I don't know what had
huh.
happened. We were bad. And the responses were somewhat relevant. And
mm-hmm. and we were
you know,
totally left field. Yeah.
Yeah, and the one
yeah.
of them was like, you, what you had said was like,
mm-hmm.
it had to be on point with no question
mm-hmm.
whatsoever,
mm-hmm.
because it was one of those words there's no going back from. And
mm-hmm. yeah.
It was like, oh, man, I don't know if we should have went that route. But we never used it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it right now.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Regret, denial. Yeah.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Very rare. But without the communication, you know, you have nothing. You mm-hmm. don't just, you know, if you're going to be there, and the point is for you interacting
mm-hmm.
with the room and the spirits in the room, there
right.
has to be that interaction.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to take that
yeah.
step.
Right.
The
leap yeah.
of faith.
Yes. This is true. Very true.
Regrets.
Regret. Lots of regret.
No, it doesn't happen at all.
I'm sure we're not alone.
Times.
I'm sure we're not alone.
No, I think that's
yeah.
probably a common thing. I've never taken the time to really ask anybody, but, you know, I don't take the time to ask many people many questions, so.
Mm-hmm.
not one high on my list.
Yeah.
You know, it would be kind of funny, though, is to actually have, like, there's a lot of times we ask, and I want to do this more on our Facebook page, is be more interactive with just general posting. Because there's been times that we've posted, like, hey, would you go to this creepy house of when spend spring break at this house or whatever. And we got a lot of responses, a lot of fun things, you know, here, Dallas Haunted, a lot of fun things. We should have it where people post their worst interpretation of a ghost box. It makes something fun.
No, we'd probably win. We'd probably win.
But we do it a lot, maybe that's why. Because we have a lot of ammo.
Well, yeah. So it's probably not fair because we have more ammo.
But when you traditionally spend probably, we probably spend 4 to 6 nights per month, you know, on an investigation.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of investigating, if not more.
Yeah. This is
so
true.
That does give us the heads up for...
For looking like idiots.
Yeah, and, you know, and I was thinking, though, but we've been pretty, and this is awful because these words are going to come out of my mouth, and, you know, this is going to be awful. You know, is that we've had pretty good run of luck of, like, not many bloopers. Like, there hasn't been. I can't think of a time, like, you and I have fell on camera or done anything mm-hmm. that, like, other than, you know, you were attacked by
things?
Bats.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, attacked by bats. Right.
Like, mm-hmm. we've never had any kind of, like, physical, like, bloopers of any sorts of...
Right.
I'm totally
yeah.
thinking our run is now coming down to an end, but, like, there's never
Great.
Been, like, hey,
now we're
and
jinxed.
Then falling down and stuff.
Great.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Now, until now, watch. Be like,
right,
next show coming to you live from
like
a body cast.
A blooper reel or something, mm-hmm. but we don't have one.
No, we don't. That's probably like, well, you know, the bat thing. The bat thing was pretty,
yeah.
like, close, probably. Yeah.
That was pretty funny, but I can't recall anything else.
Yeah, but it wasn't,
I
like,
do the only,
my fault.
No.
That I had a
blooper,
bat fly into my arm and I flung it into a pillar.
We have that captured.
Mm-hmm.
On video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Breaking Bats. But there's that. And then the time that we were in New York and we asked, we were doing an interview and we asked the lady if she thought the ghost was still here and her caretaker then opened the door.
Right, and she about shit herself.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
That was a good time. It was a good time.
Yeah, we don't have any bloopers, but hey, you never know.
Like I said, come to you live
hopefully,
from the body cast.
Hopefully, next week. I believe we're doing the show. I am not certain because we will be wrapping up on Tuesday. Our show's Tuesday, and then there will be travel associated with that. But we probably still will do some kind of show, maybe something.
Coming to you comatose.
Yes, sleepy.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to be, like, exhausted.
Yeah, yeah. Like, how is it?
Because I'm already exhausted. Like, yeah.
Just thinking about it?
Yeah. No, I'm just, like, my, you know, I haven't really had much of a break from work and got to go into production mode. It's going to be, I'm going
to
need some sleep.
Get everything rolling.
It'll be ready for
so
the blooper reel, because let me tell you.
we may or may not be around next Tuesday, but most likely we'll at least
we'll
a 30-minute show or something. We'll see.
Something. Yeah,
a 5-minute show.
We'll
hey,
see.
Guys. Keeping our streak.
Hey, guys. Bye, guys. Thank you.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
See you next Tuesday.
We could do a TikTok show, so we can do it in like a minute.
A TikTok version of our radio show.
Of our band. 59 banter.
Seconds.
That's right.
It never 59
gets old. Seconds of paranormal fun. Yeah.
We should
do something with that. Sounded kind of exciting. I think
just start
people might
our show 59 seconds.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, like do a like quick breakdown, like a, this is your paranormal news, blah, 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 blah. You know,
without just the bubble. Just like that.
Yes. I just recorded an episode. Blah, 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 blah.
That's it. That's, now you did two episodes.
That's all you
part
got.
Two.
Part two. Blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm.
You're giving away our content.
Damn it. Gotta stop doing that.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, anyway,
well, you know, there's,
I,
a free, there's a free for everybody. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the ideas come from our shows, you know.
I know.
Which help really fuel the paranormal. I almost said paranormal community, which I've never actually used that in a sentence before because I don't actually think there is one. But those words almost came from out of my mouth. You can tell I must be.
Whoa,
must
that
be
was close.
Or something.
Maybe.
I must have a sinus infection or something. I don't know.
Maybe. Well, anyway, thank you all for tuning in.
Yeah.
Go to extremesenses.com. Do it. Do it. Do it.
No.
Do it. Now. Now. Now.
And join us on our TikTok account, maybe our Facebook page, maybe our TikTok and Facebook page, maybe our YouTube channel, which I don't think that's going to happen, but maybe. We'll
do it now. No.
we may or may not be streaming.
You never know.
I'm sure we'll stream at
might
some
happen.
Point.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see everyone next week. Or the week after.
Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.